T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Welcome aboard Maggie and Perloff Show. Maggie is out with laryngitis. She should be back tomorrow, but we are very lucky to have my dear friend, my old friend, Jimmy Traina from Sports Illustrated. Now, every day, Jimmy, is it every day, writes Traina thoughts?
Right.
You have to follow him on Twitter at Jimmy Traina. Today, you got a good laugh out of me. Can you share some of the reactions out there on Twitter to tonight's NFL schedule release?
So what I did in my column today was I just pulled a bunch of funny tweets I saw from people. Because this, Andrew's here pumping up the schedule release.
Yeah.
Happy schedule.
Love
release.
It.
Yeah, yeah. But if you go on Twitter, I think half the people think this is the most ridiculous day, and half the people are like Andrew and love it. So I tried to pull a good mix of funny tweets that I saw.
Great.
And before I read these, I want to say one thing. That bumper, when we come back, about you saying the last thing anyone wants to do on Father's Day, you go to brunch, we need to discuss that at some point today, because I have questions about that.
Okay.
But let's. I'll give you some funny tweets here that I saw this morning. And I think this guy, there's a guy here, Jack Savage, he sums up how I feel about it.
Okay.
He tweeted, the NFL schedule release has become one of my favorite things. It's stupid, but awesome. Bring on the primetime games.
Yes. That's, way to go, Jack.
I think that sums it up. Mark Caboli, I think it made a very good point here, though.
The Mark Caboli, the Steelers writer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
The schedule will be released tonight. That's when we predict the records of teams with games being played 7 months from now in a league that has a 100% injury rate. And, think about last year at this time, predicting out, like, the Texans. And then the Deshaun Watson stuff happens, and they can't win a game. And then the last tweet I thought was really funny. Son of Conway, the NFL schedule release drives me nuts. They unveil random Monday night football games like they're the new iPhone. And it is true. The NFL knows what the NFL knows how to do this.
Oh my gosh.
The NFL knows how to do this.
All right. So the most primetime games a team can get, I believe, is 5. Now I'm going to read you the teams that got 5 last year, and okay, we're going to decide who merits 5 primetime games this year. Last year was Green Bay, New Orleans, Dallas, Seattle. That's not happening. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, the Rams, the Niners, the Chiefs, and the Bucks. Okay, this year, there's some really obvious ones who are going to get 5 primetime games. Let's start in the AFC, the Bills.
Correct.
Then the entire AFC West. I think every team there gets 5.
No, I don't think
definitely the Chiefs.
Not the Chargers and not the and not the Broncos.
I disagree.
No, but let me just say this. Every team can't have 5 games.
Well, last year 10 had 5 prime time games. 10 teams.
So you want? So I can give you 10. I don't think the Chargers and Broncos would.
Okay, well,
I'd have to.
Those are my 5 AFC teams.
Yeah, I'm going to write it, and you.
Okay,
you,
so I did the Bills, the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Broncos. Keep in mind, the Raiders play very well nationally, and Vegas is a fun thing. In the NFC, I have for sure the Cowboys. For sure the Packers.
Right.
For sure the Bucks.
Right.
For sure the Rams. So that leaves one more NFC spot. It's a debate between, in my mind, the Eagles and the 49ers. Now, I'm actually going to, bias here. I think the Eagles might be a safer bet because they have that NFC East national thing. The Niners, I love the Niners next year. They're my Super Bowl pick right now. But they always get injured
hold
all
on,
the time.
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
No, I'm picking
hold
the
on,
Niners.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm
hold
picking.
Hold on.
No.
Hold
yes.
on. Can someone go back to the first segment when he was like saying he doesn't believe in Jimmy G and it should be Trey Lance, and what if they get off to a 1-4 start and now they're winning the Super Bowl?
You know, You know, more money's come in on them from Vegas. They were a play away from getting the Super Bowl this year.
No,
I understand.
Who's going to be the But who do you want to be their quarterback?
I want Trey Lance.
Think Trey Lance is going to be the Niners quarterback and they're winning the Super Bowl this
year? Yes.
Okay. All right. That's the pearl off I know and love.
Do you realize how close they were last year with a non-existent Jimmy G? Jimmy G was hurt last year, and he did nothing.
Listen, if you're talking about winning the Super Bowl.
Winning the Super Bowl. Walking away with the Lombardi Trophy.
Go look at every quarterback who's won the Super Bowl in the last, I don't know, 10 years.
Okay.
You better know how to throw, and you better be a very good Stafford thrower, Mahomes thrower, Brady thrower. Trey Lance this year, you think, is going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, what if I told you this time last year that Joe Burrow was going to be
a
couple
plays?
Yeah, he's
a thrower. Yes, of course.
There's no way you would have bought that Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Trey Lance can throw. Trey Lance has an amazing arm.
Okay.
Not totally accurate yet.
Well, thank you.
Well, we don't even know if it's accurate. We got to see him play. I think the Niners are an incredibly intriguing team. And you know what?
Yes, I agree with
that. They almost won the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. If Jimmy G can hit Emmanuel Sanders on that deep route, they're going to win the Super Bowl without throwing much at all 3 years ago. So they're an exception. All right. I'm not alone on this Niners love. And we're going to come back to this in December when 49ers are closing in on the number one seed.
All right. Do you want to get back to the
prime time? Eagles or 49ers? Give me one of those. Which one do you like?
I would go Niners.
Okay. So those are my 10 teams. The teams I almost put on there, I think the Dolphins with Tyreek Hill are really fascinating. The Patriots always play, and the Arizona Cardinals have Kyler Murray. That was a no for me. Then the question was the Ravens and the Steelers. How much juice do those two teams have left?
Well, the Steelers have no juice if the quarterbacks are Trubisky and the rookie.
Kenny Pickett,
yeah.
Then the wild card is Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson. And do I have the... I didn't put the Bengals in there. Do the Bengals have to get in there?
So I wrote 10 down off the top of my head.
All right, go ahead. Hit me.
The Bills and the Chiefs.
Yep.
Dallas, Tampa Bay, Green Bay.
Yeah.
I think those are the five locks that no one's going to argue. Like, that's it right there. And then I would go Rams, Raiders, Niners, Bengals. And I'll give you the 10th, who I don't think you're going to agree with, but the Patriots are still an intriguing team because of Belichick.
No, I agree with that. They definitely were on my list.
And I'll say what's interesting about this is where the NFL, the NFL gets these, monster ratings and everything is great from a ratings perspective. Imagine how much better the ratings would be and how different the primetime schedules would be if the Jets, Giants, and Bears didn't stink. Because if those three teams are good because of their markets, they're getting five games every year.
Absolutely.
But they're never good. So they don't get five primetime games.
Oh, I mean, it's funny. Even in a down year, Giants, Cowboys, right, play on Thanksgiving.
Bears, Packers is always a primetime game.
But look at all those teams and look at the talent in L.A. with the Chargers. I mean, they got J.C. Jackson and Khalil Mack this offseason, and they have arguably the best young quarterback in the NFL. I mean, that's like a dream team.
I wouldn't argue the Chargers. I think if the Chargers are in there, that makes sense. Yeah. I don't think that's a bad. But I'll just say this, and we haven't said it yet, and this is really this isn't even about the teams. This is about the quarterbacks.
Right.
The quarterbacks are what makes prime time. So that's why we start up Buffalo, KC, Tampa Bay, Green Bay. That's all quarterback driven.
Okay.
The Cowboys, doesn't matter what they are, they're getting five games no matter what. I think the Raiders have that national appeal. They're going to be good.
Yeah.
So that's why I said them. The Bengals have Burrow. And I think, that's it for the...
What about Herbert and Russell Wilson? Those guys are any of these guys.
No one in their own home stadium cares about the Chargers. I don't think they have national appeal. I think that's what hurts them.
Okay.
They're a very non... I like watching the Chargers because their games are always wacky.
Yeah, remember that Raiders-Chargers game in Week 18 last year? That was like a national event.
Chargers home games, half the stadium is the road fans, and there's just not... I don't think there's a big national appeal with the Chargers.
How about the Dolphins? Is this new, interesting team. They have like some old-school NFL fans. That's a team that's probably I'm most curious about week one. What's going to happen there?
Do we know who they're playing week one, or was that NFL fake schedule Twitter?
I'm very nervous to look up where this report. I have not seen the Dolphins schedule yet.
Yeah, here's what I think about the Dolphins, and this goes back to what I said about Trey Lance. Tua, I think, can get the Dolphins to 8-8. What is it, 17 games now? Okay, so 9-8 maybe he gets them. Tua's not winning a Super Bowl. He can't throw.
Well, then what are they doing there?
I don't know. I have no idea what they're doing.
Maybe they're setting up for Tom Brady next year.
Just all I'm saying is go over the last 10 years and look at the quarterbacks who won Super Bowls. You have to throw.
Okay.
And what I mean throw is I mean be accurate, be dangerous.
So how about Lamar? So you're saying Lamar Jackson is not going to be able to win a Super Bowl?
I don't know. I mean, I think if he won a Super Bowl, I wouldn't be shocked. But if I was running a team, that would not be my first choice for a quarterback.
So this is actually not.
Like, look at Patrick Mahomes.
This is not factually true when you look at the quarterback.
Okay, so give me the last.
Well, definitely the year that Peyton Manning won his second one with the Broncos, he couldn't throw it all that year. He couldn't. He was terrible.
Peyton Manning.
He was terrible. Okay. Think back, 2015, he had like 9 touchdowns and 17 okay, picks.
But the quarterbacks of Russell Wilson, thrower.
Is Russell when yes. Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl, he was not a thrower.
Oh,
there's no
stop.
Oh my gosh, that game in the Meadowlands, he barely had to throw the ball twice.
Well, that game was not a real game.
But he was
like 55 to 3.
How many touchdowns and yards do you think he had that
year? I'm talking about his body of work.
But back then he didn't do any of that. They basically just rode the defense to a Super Bowl. So no, I don't give you that one. And Joe Flacco in 2012.
All right, you went back 10 years.
Okay, then the problem is it's all Brady after that. You got Brady in 14. You got the ghost of Peyton Manning in 15.
Again.
Brady in 16. Nick Foles in 17. I'm sorry, that doesn't scare me.
He can throw.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
You're telling me.
Right. I just like that
you... Then you got Tom Brady beat the Rams 13-3. There was no throwing in that game. Okay. Mahomes edged Jimmy G, who wasn't throwing. Brady was pretty good with the Bucs. And then Matthew Stafford last year. Okay.
All right. So Trey Lance is going to win a Super Bowl for the Niners this year. I got it. It's marked down.
I'm not saying, that's my prediction. I think it's a Bills-Niners Super Bowl. Actually, I have the Bills coming out on top. Bills, come on.
No. The Niners.
To tell me, okay, there's going to be a change up in the NFC. There always is. I do not see the Rams going back. No, the Rams are old. What happens is injuries come on. Like, I felt like the Rams felt like a one and done to me. Like, they were all in last year. A lot of things have to go right.
Yeah, I'm not saying the Rams will be back. But let me ask you a question. Which team would surprise you more if they were in the Super Bowl this coming season? The Niners or the Cowboys?
Oh, the Cowboys would surprise me more. The Niners were right there last year.
I understand that. But the Cowboys are extremely talented. They could easily make a run.
Have you been paying attention this offseason? Everyone's down on the Cowboys.
Okay.
Let's
go by that. That's a good way to analyze it.
Everyone.
Who's everyone? Give me
America.
Oh, okay.
America's down. Have you been following the news? They lost Amari Cooper.
He's not good.
Michael Gallup's coming off an injury. They overpaid Ezekiel Elliott.
I do think they need to give the running back job to Pollard.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott.
People didn't like their draft pick, the lineman out of Tulsa. It has been a quiet offseason for them. And, you know, here's the bottom line. People don't like Mike McCarthy. They don't think he can win another Super Bowl.
I'll give you that. That's a problem. That's a major problem. Major, major, major problem.
Okay, let me give you two teams. Who would shock you more, the 49ers or the Eagles?
The Eagles.
Yeah. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts combo.
Yeah, I mean, the Niners are a very, very good team. I wouldn't be shocked if they win the Super Bowl. I just think they'd be there with Jimmy G, not Trey Lance.
All right, well, games will be leaking out all day. I am very excited. 8 p.m. tonight on Paramount plus NFL Network. I want to get into the Jets later in the show, too, because that's an interesting one. I think there's a lot of optimism.
I'm going to have a heavy, heavy, heavy investment on the New York Jets this season.
Yeah, I wonder. I'll bet you they sneak into a few primetime games.
Do you know
games.
Their over-under is 5.5 wins?
Is it still at 5.5? Even at,
I'll double-check, but... That's what I saw this morning.
I do think people overestimate what rookies are going to do to a win total because rookies don't know how to play the game yet, and they haven't really had a full offseason. So they had a great draft. I don't know if that translates to wins. I'm a big fan of Joe Douglas, the GM, of course, former Eagles personnel executive. We're going to dive into several more teams coming up, but first we have to go to Zapruder film on a Twitter video of a quarterback that everybody will be watching next year. And we have to determine what exactly it means. That's coming up next right here on Maggie and Perloff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff Show. Jimmy Traina from Sports Illustrated is filling in for Maggie today. I already know exactly where you stand on Tua Tagovailoa, the Miami Dolphins. Before we dive into that, what do you think in general of the Miami Dolphins tweeting out a highlight of Tua throwing the ball to Tyreek Hill? Tyreek Hill has to slow down to catch the ball. And America, with nothing better to do, apparently, on a Tuesday afternoon, breaks down the mechanics, like the air, like the velocity, the arc of the ball, and makes conclusions about the actual Dolphin seasons. To me, this was one of the most ridiculous Twitter overreactions I've ever seen.
I think anybody who takes anything away from anything that happens in a practice is a dummy.
Yes.
Now, this is one of my huge pet peeves because I'm a huge New York Yankees fan. And I don't know, maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I think the Yes Network, which airs the Yankee games, they started tweeting out like batting practice home runs by Aaron Judge. It doesn't count. It's not real. Like, it's not a real pitch. It's not a real pitcher. Like, Tua had that throw to Tyreek. There's no defense on the field. It's not a real play. What are you getting worked up over?
Yeah, well, he underthrew him. They're saying people worried about Tua's arm.
Oh, my God.
The thing is, maybe Tyreek Hill ran the wrong route, or maybe the coach yelled throw too late to Tua. We have no idea what the drill even was.
Whether it was a good pass or a bad pass.
Doesn't matter.
It's not real. It's practice. There's no defense. There's no one rushing him. There's no one covering Tyreek Hill. Why are you analyzing this?
Well, you know
not
that
you, but you.
I do like to overreact to certain things. I do overreact to preseason. Is this a mistake? NFL preseason. Because I'm a big fantasy football guy. You can learn some things in preseason. There's no doubt about it. Remember in 2011 when I poached Arian Foster? No, of course you don't. Remember, we used to have some epic fantasy football drafts at Sports Illustrated, by the way. We'd always be waiting for this one guy, our friend
Paul Forrester.
Paul Forrester. It's like we'd be sitting there with pizza ready for the first pick. Where's Forrester? We got to start. Oh, I'm editing an NBA column in September that nobody cares about.
I probably shouldn't bring this up because it could lead to... I stopped playing fantasy football like 5 years ago, and I would say in my entire total life, yeah, I've made maybe like 3 good decisions. That was one of them.
Oh, my God. If you weren't in this industry, you'd be so off Twitter. But we're not even going to get into that now. So NFL preseason, I reserve the right to overreact to that. I like doing it, and you can't stop me. I will tweet out a spring game highlight or two for college football. Otherwise, you go 8 months without seeing any of the college quarterbacks throw. And I love Vegas Summer League.
Vegas.
You're the opposite. But
that I can give you that. There are people trying on the field.
Yeah,
there's competition.
It's
there.
Exhibition.
Right. What was the competition in the Tua clip that ever got worked up over?
No. You know, people who actually play in the NFL say that tape analysts, you know, tape analysts, they don't know what they're really talking about because you don't know what the play was called. You don't know what the team was trying to achieve.
And my thing is this.
Yeah.
If I want to prove the point that Tua can't throw, I'll just go find film from last year and show you a clip. What do I need to show practice for?
Wow. That, you know, he could throw a moonball once in a while and like somehow it landed in Gesicki's hands. There might be something there.
The effort he goes through to throw like a 4-yard out, like the drop back, the wind, like it's like, it shouldn't be that difficult.
I got a quick question for you. If you were to just take a guess, I mean, you may have already seen this stat, but where would you think Tua ranked in passes thrown 20-plus yards downfield?
I know in the bottom 5 of the league, right?
No, I would say he was probably up there because they were probably always chucking it to, you know, when they were behind.
44.3% completion percentage, third best in the NFL on passes over 20 yards.
How many did he throw? Where did he rank in that?
I don't have the total number. I just have the statistic that backs up my point. So I don't know the rest of it, but I'm at least throwing that out there.
This is my point when I say about quarterbacks who can throw. I'm not talking about the guy who throws at 50 yards. I'm talking about making all the passes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the out. I'm talking about down the middle of the tight end.
I know what you mean.
That's what I mean.
Tua can make the short passes. He can make the little four-foot thing. I mean, he's got Waddle.
And that's all you have to do with Tyreek Hill is those short little passes that let him run 12 yards. Waddle maybe goes deep. So you have Tyreek Hill underneath with Gesicki in the seam. And you got Waddle going deep as a decoy, whatever. If he makes that throw once in a while and completes it, great. Otherwise, he's just going underneath the Tyreek Hill, who's going to run 25 yards every time he throws the ball.
I think Tyreek Hill's in for rude awakening.
Yeah, it's a little different when you have nine guys in the box and you get a little bubble screen behind the line. And I would also say Tyreek Hill likes to go long, too. Also, how many plays did Mahomes? I know Tyreek Hill made the play, but a lot of times Mahomes would scramble and Tyreek Hill would have time. I think him and Devontae Adams, their numbers are going to go way down. I know you said you're not into fantasy right now. I am not overdrafting those two guys.
I think Devontae Adams could actually put up big numbers.
But he's got to share it a lot more than he did in Green Bay, though. He has Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro.
Waller did nothing, though, the second half of the season last year. I do think, and I think stuff's been written about this, Rodgers does quickly go to the dump-off. If there's nothing there, he's quick to dump it off.
Yeah.
I think where David Carr is a chucker. So I think that could help Adams. Tyreek Hill, I expect his numbers to go down. Now, this is where, one of the reasons I stopped with fantasy. Now, I'm going to sit here and say I think Tyreek Hill's numbers are going to go down. Yeah, I think they're going to go down in the course of a normal game. But if the Dolphins are bad and they're down by 20 in the fourth quarter and they got to chuck it up every week, then he's going to be like the best fantasy player you could imagine.
I don't think so. I think he's going to have to share a lot with Waddle. Waddle had a lot of catches last year.
He's good.
Chase Edmonds is really good. I think Tyreek Hill is going to be a disappointment. Generally, my rule is receivers who leave great quarterbacks go down. You look at guys who left Tom Brady. I mean, David Givens, Deion Branch. Like, that's a recipe for success. Guys who left Eli Manning. Eli Manning throws a very catchable ball. The former Giants receivers were the biggest bust ever, like Mario Manningham and Akeem Nicks. Toomer never did anything. So I think it really relies on the quarterback. Okay, Jimmy, you were talking a big game. We played a game yesterday. It was called, is this a pitcher who threw a no-hitter, or is this an accountant, certified public accountant? And you think you can do this?
Sadly, I'm old,
yes.
So that means I still like baseball. So I think I can do this. But I have one question. Where are these accountant names from? Like, where did you get random names?
We have a catalog of all the accountants. Mike, where did the accountants come from?
Well, I mean, obviously working in sports, I mean, we're just dealing with accountants day in and day out.
Yeah, the
all
big
of our
salaries
callers,
we get.
I mean, we get calls all over the place, you know, from Jim over in Minnesota, and, you know, we get all of it.
And are these all-time no-hitters or, like, this year?
We're going to keep it within the last, say, 25 years. This is off Reed Detmers, the Angels pitcher,
right,
who no one on earth had ever heard of, who had a no-hitter the other day.
All right, let's go. I'm ready.
All right, Mike, hit him.
All right, let's go with Jerry Rhodes. Jerry Rhodes, is he an accountant or did he throw a no-hitter in Major League Baseball?
Accountant.
He is an accountant practicing in Ohio.
Isn't that a pro wrestler?
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes' son is a wrestler now,
That's Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, okay.
But wasn't one of the Rhodes Stardust or Goldust?
He used to be Stardust, now he's Cody Rhodes.
Oh, there you go.
Dustin Rhodes, was Goldust.
Okay.
There you go. That's what I was thinking.
Dustin, so I get bonus points for the wrestling knowledge.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so now you're at 1.5 points. Great job. Okay. How about Mike Warren? Mike Warren.
See, what's the last name? I couldn't hear
Warren. Mike Warren.
Warren. Warren.
You mean the basketball player from UCLA was later on Hill Street Blues?
I think that's an accountant also.
He is not. He actually threw a no-hitter in 1983.
Oh, 83. You said,
right.
Okay.
Do the modern ones, Mike. Jimmy
More
was,
modern. Okay. Yeah. I said, listen, I went all the way back to 1968, so I was trying to find something in the middle. Let's go a little bit more modern. All right. How about Scott Boyer?
Boyer?
Scott Boyer, B-O-Y-A-R.
Accountant.
He is an accountant from North Carolina. All right. Very impressive. Let's try this one. Maybe Eric Milton.
That's a no-hitter. That's a baseball player.
That is a baseball player. 1999.
Yeah.
Okay. As we go back and forth. How about Christopher Heston? Christopher Heston.
That's an accountant.
That is incorrect. He threw a no-hitter in 2015. Chris Heston. threw a no-hitter in 2015.
I have never heard of that person before, so you got me there.
Up until this exercise, neither had I.
Wow.
Let's try.
What team?
Let me double check Chris Heston. I had it up before.
I'm calling fake news.
Yeah.
What team?
We did this one yesterday. I thought it was Charlton Heston's son, but
I can't ever remember a baseball player with the last name of Heston.
He was on the San Francisco Giants, and he blanked the Mets 5-0 in 2015.
God, good Lord.
This dude only won.
I'm in New York, too, and I have
Buster Posey behind the plate.
That's amazing. I have no recollection of
he
that
He won
whatsoever.
13 games in his entire career. Went 13-13. Chris Heston. Wow. All right, a couple more, Mike.
All right.
Get him good.
Let's go
Make
with,
sure you stump him.
Let's go with Dennis Healy. Dennis Healy.
Accountant.
He is an accountant in Nevada.
Okay.
All right. How about Tony Hutchinson?
Oof. Tony Hutchinson. Oh, man. Because my first instinct is accountant. But there was a pitcher. Chad Hutchinson was a pitcher
and Cowboys quarterback. He was a pitcher and a Cowboys quarterback on
Hard Knocks. One of the all-time greatest scenes in the history of Hard Knocks.
Oh, with the guitar?
Singing, yeah. Poison.
Yeah.
Something to Believe In, I think. Or
yeah.
No, Every Rose Has Its Thorn in a bar on Hard Knocks. I'm going to go accountant.
He is an accountant.
There
Tony Hutchinson practices in Missouri.
Give it up for me.
There you go, Jimmy.
All right, one more. How about this? Alec Mills.
Alec?
Alec Mills. Mills.
The good John Houseman name, as Jerry Seinfeld would say.
Alec Mills. I'll go no hitter.
That is correct. He was with the Chicago Cubs, blanked the Milwaukee Brewers in September of 2020.
So the only one I got wrong is the Charlton Heston kid.
Yeah, but you didn't know Alec Mills. You just know that he'd done too many accountants and he wasn't
there
coming back to it again.
There is a strategy involved in any
game
you play.
Yeah, that was his gamesmanship.
I was trying to mix it up a little bit. I was going back and
Mills,
forth and then throwing a double in here, but it did not work.
Yeah.
All right, good job, Jimmy. You knew more than I thought. Had you heard of Reed Detmers before the other night?
No.
Okay, well, that makes sense. He's a young pitcher.
I'm being honest.
Okay. Coming up, we are going to debate fiction versus nonfiction in the HBO show Winning Time. People are mad, Jimmy. Are they right? We're back here on Maggie and Perloff. Jimmy Traina from Sports Illustrated filling in for Maggie today. Maggie should be back tomorrow. So you're the media reporter for Sports Illustrated. You have an unbelievable podcast where you talk to the biggest names in sports media. You must hear a lot about Winning Time on HBO, the story of the 79-80 Lakers. It was based on a book written by former Sports Illustrated writer Jeff Perlman. It's unbelievable. I don't think it's just a reaction to the show and the quality of the show. To me, the most interesting aspect is how many people are upset about taking a real team and at least partially fictionalizing it. I know so many like old-time NBA writers who are like, this is not what happened. Mark Stein, formerly of New York Times, said it's only 20% true. People are upset about Jerry West. He's suing HBO, said, I'm going to take it to the Supreme Court. Now, I kind of understand that because it's clear. I know it's a fictional show, but it's clearly representing itself as true. And Jeff Perlman has gone on Twitter and said, oh, my God, there's so much accuracy. Like, even the bench players are accurate. So I feel like they're trying to convince people this is what happened. Do they have the right to take artistic license and make up plot points?
I think they need to be clear that it's based on events, but not everything is factual. Listen, this gets into a bigger point about where we are right now as a country, but people are stupid. And they have to understand this is a TV show. Like every TV show, even if they tell you like this is literal, like, There's poetic license. What? Not poetic license.
Yeah, poetic license, but documentary.
Creative license. But this is a documentary.
Okay.
You have John C. Reilly playing Jerry Bust.
He's doing Bust. Great. He looks exactly like
that
him.
That means it's not a documentary. This is not... even the Jordan... What was it called?
The Last Dance.
The Last Dance. Now, you could label that as a documentary.
Yeah.
Not everything in there was true. You're getting his point of view. So...
Well, that's problematic.
You know, when I hear documentary, I think of, you know, even, you know, documentaries sometimes put
yeah,
in
Yeah, I understand. Documentaries
stuff.
Like kind of mix up the
right.
facts. There's
so
no doubt about that.
I think
that.
People need to understand when they go, it's a show on HBO.
I agree with you. But if you're a watcher, you do not know what's real and what's not real. So you're left to try and figure it out on your own.
Listen, after every episode, I was on Google
yeah,
trying to see what was real and what was not real.
What are some of the big things that were not real? I know the timeline on Jeannie Buss was a lot different. Like she's, and this year she was taking, kind of getting involved in the team. I think that came a little later.
Yeah, I'm not really worked up about specifics that were real or not real. Obviously, the biggest, by far and away, controversy is the depiction of Jerry West.
Yeah.
They make him out to be a lunatic, and he's come out and I think helped the show by coming out.
100%.
I saw this a few days ago. Let's say Thursday. This must have came out Monday or Tuesday because the season finale aired Sunday night. I had this in my column. Winning Time, the finale on Sunday, ratings up 73% from the first episode. And then the season, it was, the finale was up 31% from the season average.
Wow.
1.6 million people watched the finale. Jerry West helped Winning Time.
He absolutely did.
He 100% helped Winning Time. So many people tuned in to see just exactly what was going on. Listen, if you're Jerry West, you have every right to be angry. And I just think, I would have to go back and watch to see how clearly, maybe in the beginning or the end, HBO, I'm sure they have chyrons and graphics all over saying, you know, this is exaggerated or this is, you know, it's based on
right. real events. Yeah, absolutely. Did you buy Adrian Brody as Pat Riley? That one was tough for some people.
I really did not at first.
Me too. And then I got into it.
And then I got into it.
Yeah.
And I'm really, you know, for my age group and I back in college and high school, I was a diehard Knicks fan. So I'm actually looking forward to see the show got renewed for a second season.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to season two because that's going to be all about Riley because that's the next progression in the storyline.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I'm a Sixers fan and the Sixers lose. This is not a spoiler. It happened 42 years ago in real life. The Sixers lose the Lakers next year. I read up the Rockets knocked the Lakers out of the Western Conference playoffs. Right. So Magic and Bird don't meet in the finals till 84. Right. So they got to get to that, right? Wouldn't that be season two?
Yes. And there's a guy, you know, Jerry West is angry. I mean, Larry Bird comes off as not exactly wonderful in this either. I haven't heard him complain about it, though.
No.
And the other guy who I thought came off horribly, who unfortunately is not alive to defend himself, is Chick Hearn.
Yeah.
How about Chick? When I put up my hand, you stop talking. Can you imagine doing that with Maggie? Like, I put up my hand, you stop. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's rough. That was rough.
Chick Hearn, the announcer, was sort of like help running the team in that. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
That's something I'd like fact checked. They have the play-by-play guy, Chick Hearn, in all of the team meetings and making personnel decisions. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, there is definitely, I actually really like the show. I think the guys who played Magic and Kareem were unbelievable. Kareem,
yes,
I'm seeing Kareem. I don't make any distinction between the actor and the person Kareem. Spencer Haywood character was really interesting. All right, Jimmy, so what team would you like to see fictionalized or portrayed by actors? Because I think this is going to become a trend.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I could start. I got one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Another Jeff Perlman book, The 1990s Cowboys. I don't know if you could actually run that on HBO.
Right.
It's so
obscene. HBO, you can.
That's the one where Michael Irvin was trying to kill someone over a haircut. I think that would be very entertaining, and they did win 3 Super Bowls, so it'd be compelling as well.
I mean, I think that would be my answer too. I'd have to, to give you something else off. I mean, the Cowboys for sure. You know, if you watched Winning Time, The Last Dance, those Bulls teams, they did it a little bit with Jordan going off to Vegas. Rodman was a wild card.
There's a lot more there.
I think those Bulls teams would make for a really good Winning Time-esque show.
Hey, you're a Yankees fan. And then how about the 96 to 2000 Yankees? Would that be an incredibly boring movie?
No, because you'd have George involved. Steinbrenner.
Yeah. They already did. They did a 70s.
You'd have Larry David play George.
Oh, yeah. We've already seen that.
I feel like the more interesting George Yankees would be the Billy Martin, Reggie Jackson, like late 70s, early 80s.
They did that.
Yankees.
They already did a movie on, I think it was ESPN Films did a fictional movie about the 76 Yankees. It was not that great.
The 96 Yankees have a good story there because it was Torrey's first year after they fired Buck Showalter. People didn't want him as the manager, and George was, you know.
Yeah, but is that, you need wild drama.
There
you
wasn't
need the
a lot
Playboy
of drama with those teams.
At one point, Torrey, are either of you guys Yankee fans?
Big time, yeah.
Torrey, was it his brother in the hospital? And that was a whole thing, too. You could
I guess there could be some drama, but there wasn't a lot of off field, like Bernie Williams was like a class act, and Paul O'Neill was just Paul O'Neill. Like, it wasn't like a lot of off field drama.
They brought in like Strawberry, and they brought in like Cecil Fielder.
But you know, Strawberry wasn't a big part. I mean, that who's going to play Scott Brosius? And what are you going to do with him?
No, but you think about it in the winning time vein. Like, you have a Strawberry, Daryl Strawberry character. Like, imagine the '96 locker room, and then Daryl Strawberry comes walking in, and
you know, it's kind of like they made Moneyball into a movie, and David Justice was a character that didn't really, it was pretty good. Man. Okay. What if you're going to do a Patriots movie? I think it'd be great, but which era would you pick? Would you pick when they first won the Super Bowl and the Tuck rule? Would you do Spygate? I think you have to do Deflategate. And you get, obviously, you get Ryan Gosling or some big time actor to play Tom.
I got to be honest, I wouldn't want to watch something about Spygate, Deflategate.
I loved Deflategate.
I mean, maybe if you have some actor playing Tom Brady destroying his phone.
Yeah, and somebody gets to play the deflator. Remember the guy it came out, his nickname was the deflator. I'm team. They definitely were deflating footballs, by the way.
And then you have Aaron Hernandez in the middle of that.
You have Aaron Hernandez. You got Bill Belichick. I mean,
who would play Bill Belichick?
I think it would be a big actor.
Hoffman?
Nah, maybe a little old. Philip Seymour Hoffman would have been great. He played, of course, he played Art Howe in Moneyball. I think he would have been really good. You need
Pacino? Pacino pull it off, or is he just too good looking?
Pacino already did Any Given Sunday, and he was not good.
Well, he's played Sean Payton already. Kevin James, I don't think he's going to pull off Bill Belichick now, too.
We want this to be watched.
Have you guys seen the new Batman movie?
I have.
Do you know Colin Farrell played the Penguin? I watched the movie. I had no idea. He put on prosthetics. Colin Farrell is Bill Belichick. Or get like a really like high-end younger actor who's just going to make himself look older. No, that's not selling for you.
Matt Damon?
Matt Damon as Bill Belichick. First of all,
that's the one.
This is actually going to happen. Like, if Matt's listening, so who does Affleck play? He's going to want to be Brady.
Prosthetics, he could be Kraft. Be perfect.
Oh my God! That Dustin Hoffman could be
Mark Wahlberg
crap.
Can play Brady if it's not Ryan Gosling.
He's done his football movie.
Ryan Gosling as Brady is good. That's good.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do a football movie,
who would be Gronk?
Oh, that would be a fun role. Except like you wouldn't have to get a great actor for that. How many moves does Gronk have?
I got you one for Gronk.
Let's hear.
He'd have to bulk up. Stifler from American Pie.
Oh, that Sean William
Gronk.
Scott.
Yeah, that's Gronk.
Yeah, I don't know if he's big enough. You need a bigger version of that.
He's got to get on the juice or something.
Listen, if they can make Tom Cruise the same height as Nicole Kidman, they can make Stifler into Gronk.
Give us a call with what team you want to see fictionalized on HBO, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
I got a couple.
Yeah, what else you got, Mike?
So I wrote a couple down. I would love to see the Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, Pete Carroll, Snoop Dogg on the sideline, USC team. Like that, because there was so much like flavor around that team, so much like pizzazz in LA. It was just so much fun.
Yeah, I think the Vince Young game would be really fun. But let me ask you this though: is college like enough drama there? Like, are those guys old enough to like create like a Magic Johnson, Kareem kind of thing? I don't know.
If anything, I think there's more Lendale drama White? Because they're college kids doing crazy college stuff and taking illegal money and winning championships and girls in the dorm room and all these different things, like different things happening. And like back to the college thing, maybe the Fab Five or the UNLV teams with Larry Johnson.
That's good. Fab Five might be fun.
And you think about all the controversy, almost like a blue chips, but like yellow chips almost. The maize and yellow chips, maize and gold.
Yeah, that's terrible. But
All right.
I'm trying to think of a college, you know, what would get me excited.
What about the Packers, Favre to Rodgers? The whole drama surrounding Favre, or the Lakers, Kobe and Shaq, that whole drama.
There you go. That's a good one. But they already have the Lakers. It could be tough to do.
Doesn't matter. The Lakers are so interesting. You have a Phil, Shaq, Kobe triangle there. That's fascinating.
Now, they've done, how about individual sports? They've done Bjorn Borg and John McEnroe. I just saw this the other day on Hulu. Shia LaBeouf plays John McEnroe. I've never watched that movie. Have you ever done it?
I have not.
How about a Earnhardt movie? The 2000 Daytona 500, or whichever year Earnhardt died. No, doesn't sell it for you. In fact, I think they might have done this one. Any individual sports, like, I don't know, the 2000. How about a Tiger movie? That might be fun. Tiger, yeah.
The Tiger HBO did a Tiger thing off the Armin Katayan book that was really good.
Book. Oh, the documentary was great.
You know what was done as a show, and the Tanya Nancy Kerrigan.
That was good. That was good. So individual sports Olympics.
But there's got to be a crazy incident to sell the show.
Did you see the one where Pacino played Joe Paterno? By the way, that one.
I didn't see it.
But it was tough.
But you're right.
You're right. It has to be drama
based off of something really crazy.
But no, Winning Time showed you don't need one single scandal. Like a building a team one can be interesting. We got a good casting idea from Eric in North Carolina. Eric, what do you got?
Hey, what's his name? The guy from Magic Mike, Channing Chait or
Channing Tatum? Oh,
yeah, for
who? For Brady?
No, for Gronk.
For Gronk. That's it. You know what? That's a great call. That's a really good job there.
Oh my gosh. Wait, we already cast Matt Damon as Belichick.
Yeah. Channing Tatum as Gronk.
Brad Pitt as Brady? Is he too old?
No, Brady.
Ryan Gosling.
No, Ryan Gosling, I think, was what Mike's. I thought that was a good one for Brady.
He might be too old by the time this comes out. This is happening.
Oh, God, there's makeup. It's Hollywood.
Okay, fine.
Give me a break.
Fine. You know, there's so many. Now that I think about it, they just made Kurt Warner into a movie.
Who would be Bob Kraft?
Now that, I think, would be a great Dustin Hoffman. Who would be Roger Goodell? Roger Goodell, that would be the villain of your story, at least for Boston fans.
That goes back to Affleck. Affleck could be Roger Goodell.
I don't know. He's a Boston guy. I'm not sure he would be comfortable playing that.
Who's that actor? Oh, God, he's so good in everything. Wait, I'm going to get you his name because I know a movie. Hang on. I'll give you Goodell. You talk about another. Who's Julian Edelman?
Okay, wait. We got Nick in Oregon calling in. Nick, what do you got while Jimmy looks up the perfect guy to play Roger Goodell?
I know who it is.
What's up, guys? I was going to say either do a show on the 80s Niners or just Joe Montana through Notre Dame and to his rise, all the things he had to go, all the criticism he got before the first Super Bowl, and then maybe work it all the way up to when they drafted Steve Young, and then they show how Bill really felt about, Joe, how he really felt about Steve Young and whether he really thought he was better than Joe, and maybe go into that.
Yeah, I don't know, Nick, if Joe Montana really captivates people. I think Joe is so laid back that I'm not sure would sell.
Yeah, not a ton there.
He did a really funny, I saw a clip recently. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, he was good, yeah.
He was really good on that, I don't know if that would sell. The Steve Young drama would be interesting. Jimmy, did you find your actor for Roger Goodell?
Montana had the one line on Saturday Night Live. I don't think we can say it on
No,
the
we cannot. But
it's weird, though. They said it on Saturday Night Live. That Roger Goodell should be Ed Harris.
Ed Harris is Roger Goodell. Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. I think Roger Goodell's got to be a bad guy, kind of like an evil genius in this one. I have trouble buying. Speaking of the NFL, schedule release night. I think we need to get back to that, Jimmy. I'm wearing my NFL Rob Lowe hat. The NFL needs, we need to cover this because the NFL does not have enough eyeballs.
Rob Lowe could be a good Belichick.
Ooh, Rob Lowe. He is neutral. He loves all of the NFL.
Or he could be a Goodell. He could be a Goodell.
Yeah, Rob Lowe would definitely like to do an NFL movie. But next, we're going to discuss when the schedules come out, which team is poised to take a big leap forward. That's coming up right here, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Maggie and Perloff, we'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.